All right, we know that song. It means it's time for the worst. We play the worst every Monday here on the download. If you're a regular listener, you know the segment. This is where we collectively bemoan and complain about the worst things ever. You know what's the worst? The word quesalupa. I don't know. I can't get off of that. Like, I saw a big sign this weekend that was like, try the new quesalupa. No. You're lazy. That's lazy. You're just making up words now. You're taking two things that you made up before, in queso, obviously, but and completely, I mean, the marketing people just, that's the worst. Sorry.
Isn't that all of Mexican food, though?
Like, no.
It's a different type of tortilla, a different type of meat.
No, because I feel like Taco Bell takes it to a whole nother level.
Well, they not only, they make the food up, so they have to make up the names. Because
exactly.
If it didn't exist before they created it, there wouldn't be a name for it. So they have
to do both. I'm learning here. I'm sure you have some choice. Hashtag the worst for us tonight. You know what? You can go to 312-981-7200. The line's already lighting up. Or, of course, you can go on Twitter. You can text or call 312-981-7200. We got great stuff to give away tonight. The best, hashtag the worst, tonight. We'll get a pair of tickets to Sensory Overload at the Montgomery Club on April 14th. It's a unique three-hour foodie adventure that includes the five senses and explores Chicago's culinary scene. Get tickets and details at chicagotribune.com/sensoryoverload. And we've got Lou Malnati's Pizzas in studio with us tonight. We've got our panelist. Soli Santos is a stand-up comedian and ensemble member with the Cates, a great group of women who perform at the Laugh Factory and up at the Bookseller in Lincoln Square.
Hello, hello.
The Cates are going to be performing on April 7th at Laugh Factory. Soli, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And our return, I wouldn't say champion, but return panelist.
Thanks.
Elizabeth Gomez. Elizabeth, of course, is a performer, stand-up storyteller here. She's with the ensemble Drinkers with Writing Problems. Is that right?
You got it right this time.
And she also performs with the Cates, and she will be performing on April 7th as well. Good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Hello. Excited to be here.
All right. So let's get to it. Pete Zimmerman's here, of course, as well. So why don't we go right to the panel? Elizabeth, why don't you kick it off tonight? Why don't you start with the worst?
So I recently got a dog, and what I found out is the worst
Pete likes
is
that. He's clapping. He likes that.
Dog farts. Dog farts are the worst. They're the worst. You can never tell that they're coming on. They never smell quite human.
Oh, jeez. I love that's where you start. That's where we end in this.
I got more. It gets worse.
It devolves.
She's like a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Basically.
Absolutely. But okay, so.
But the opposite of that is when you fart and then the dog is scared. So that's fun. That's the fun part.
Is that payback? That's payback.
Totally like payback.
Okay, good to know. There we go. We got a good combo. Elizabeth starts us off strong.
Thank you.
I don't have pets, but you know, that's kind of like flashbacks of my three brothers growing up with three boys in the house. Because you know what the worst is? It's watching television when one of your brothers stands in front of you and puts his butt in your face and then farts. That's the worst.
I love this is where we started.
Because we're a couple of 12-year-old junior high boys.
Yeah, I love it. I love
inside the bodies of grown women.
All right. I will, let's see what I can do here. You know what's the worst is... And I made the mistake of doing this. Reading the ingredients on the back of the Easter egg dye.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that? I'm like, oh, what's I wonder what they put in this. I wonder if it's PAS, the PAAS. Oh, I wonder
what does that
this.
Even stand for? PAS.
I don't know what it stands for, but it's there's a lot of chemicals that go into that orange dye that you just dropped your food
particular
into.
Particular.
Yeah, my son said to me, he goes, I go, hey, do you want an egg? And he goes, why would I want an egg with chemicals on it? And I'm like, good point. You really nailed it there. I was like, that's actually a good point. Pete Zimmerman, we welcome Pete Zimmerman. How are you, buddy?
I'm wonderful.
All right, this is your game, man. You love this game.
I do love
this
game.
You're waiting for this. All right, what do you got?
I'm going to go with, boy, I have so many. When you're grocery shopping and you get in line and you're waiting for the person in front of you to finish, that they don't slap back the little separator thing, you know, the little separator thing they have to.
Yeah, right.
So you're just sitting there with your groceries piling up, trying to keep them separate from the other person, and you can't reach it, but they refuse to like knock it back. Those people are the worst.
That's the worst. There's a lot, you know, I've noticed in doing the worst in the last couple weeks, grocery store etiquette is really at the top. I mean, really, people get so upset, and there's a lot of problems with the grocery store etiquette.
I that little separator that you're talking about, sometimes I like to just put my product over on their side just to like see how they
scam
react.
People to see if they pay for your product.
No, just to see their reactions, because people get very upset about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So if you like put your can of soup just over the divider,
you're breaking a social contract.
Yeah, and then they will grab it and then like toss it back with so much anger.
Because the implication is you're trying to sneak your stuff over so that they pay for your stuff. Yes.
Is that what they think? You think?
Yeah, absolutely. Because
I'm always like, oh, you made a mistake.
You should. So naive. You should have a photographer with you, and you should take pictures of their initial angry reaction and make a coffee book out of it.
That should be my, or my new YouTube station.
Yeah, right.
Angry people in the grocery line.
Ooh.
All right. 312-981-7200. The number 312-981-7200. Let's go to the text. 847 says, you know what's the worst? When Rom somehow gets a win. I guess they're talking about the Top Cop store that was in the Sun-Times today. That was Ben from Arlington Heights. 847 says, when the car in front of you doesn't pull up far enough to trigger the left turn arrow.
Oh, that is the worst.
Right?
Oh, this just gave me flashbacks.
But I feel like living in the city, that's a myth. Like, the arrow's going to go no matter what.
No, actually, I ride motorcycle. So,
you do?
Yeah, so if the bike doesn't run over that, you can sit there at the light forever and almost like praying for a car to come so that they'll... You know, so right?
It's,
yes,
yeah, it's like doing the weight. Or something
yes,
like that.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah, that's a problem.
I expect a lot of motorcycle etiquette. The worst tonight from you, Soli.
What's the worst when you don't wear your helmet and like bugs get in your eyes?
The worst is not wearing a helmet and then not putting my hair in a bun, because then when I take it out, it's like a big ratty net. Like nest, because of all the winds blowing.
There's like just birds in it.
Yeah. Yes. I found eggs. I've found creatures that I didn't know. But then again, I wash my hair once a year, so maybe that's the problem.
That's like a beauty tip, though.
Only 4 hour or four times a year.
Yeah. Well, the beauty tip is that you shouldn't wash your hair every day. I mean, you must understand this.
I don't have any hair. I would say one of my worst is, this is embarrassing, but not really. I'm bald, and I still find myself having dandruff.
Ooh.
Can
you olive oil that?
Well,
maybe.
That up, I think.
Dandruff is just dry skin under your hair.
I know.
So now...
It makes sense.
Are you lotioning?
No, I'm not doing anything.
Well,
you
then
don't do
that's
anything.
Why...
I'm not lotioning my
How about
head.
Coconut oil?
I'm not coconut oiling anything. What I do is, like, I am taking... The one thing that you get from being bald is low maintenance. Like, I don't do anything. I let the water hit my head... And that's it. I don't have to ever do anything.
No,
ever
now
again.
You have to add coconut
no,
oil.
No, I'm not doing
you
it.
You have to. That's
this
the way it goes.
This is my right as a bald man. I will not.
I'm not standing for this in your dandruffy shoulders. No,
so you don't, you don't so put weird. Sunscreen on in the summertime?
In the summer, you have to. The sunscreen, I will. But what?
I thought the sweater you were wearing was like gradiated from white to black, but it's just your bald head all over your shoulders. It's disgusting. Justin Kaufman.
It really is. It's hilarious because I'm like, oh, my God. Whatever. All right. Well, now I know I need to lotion up my head.
No, let's keep talking about your head.
No, please.
Dandruff on a bald head. That's the worst.
That's the worst. All right. 312-981-7200. We got some people on the line. Let's take a quick break so we stay on target here. We'll come back and we will hear from you on the download. It's the worst.
What's going down?
It's the worst here on the download. Elizabeth Gomez and Soli Santos are in studio with me, and they are our panelists. They're both performing on April 7th at the Laugh Factory as part of the Kate Show. You can see them there. Coming up, we've got, on a programming note, I had said the band The Oh My's were going to be here, and then they called and said, no, we're not.
What? Why?
They said they had a mix-up with their management.
They don't have a Google Calendar?
That might be the problem. Maybe they were using Yahoo and they're like, oh man, Yahoo's it fell apart. I don't know.
They're still using like a paper calendar that they have to flip.
I think what I think
would have happened.
They're not turning it.
Pete can attest, but I think if we didn't like start to promote it on social media, you know, like I put it on Twitter and Facebook, all that stuff, and then I think they saw it and they're like, "Oh, what? We're supposed to be on the radio tonight?" They probably just wouldn't have shown up, right?
Well, can you call Air Supply?
We could call Air Supply. We can do it over the phone.
They have nothing going on tonight.
That's right. Tonight, we don't have the Air Supply tickets. Tonight, we have a pair of tickets to Sensory Overload at the Montgomery Club. I'm not even sure where the Montgomery Club is, but it's an April 14th, a unique three-hour foodie adventure that indulges the five senses and explores Chicago's culinary scene. Get tickets and details at chicagotribune.com. / sensory overload. What happened there? All right, so let's keep going. What do you got, Elizabeth?
I think people who name their kids after cities like Denver or Brooklyn or Austin are the worst.
Yes, I'm with you there.
Like, why don't they name them after fun cities like Winnetka?
Exactly. Yeah,
Winnetka Gomez. That's going to be the next kid I have.
Tallahassee, come inside. It's time for dinner. That could be good. San Diego would be a great name.
San Diego. I grew up in a town called Fort Dix.
Fort Dix?
Yeah. No. I seriously was born in a town called Fort Dix. So
Fort Dix. I believe you.
Fort Dix.
What's your middle name? All right.
Keep it clean, Kaufman.
I was just going to say, please don't answer that question. Yeah.
All right, Sully, what do you got?
Well, to take off of that, you know what's the worst is when they name all their kids the same name but different versions, like Brian and then Brianna. Like they start making up names,
yeah,
but they're all named after the dad, Brian. Like, or they name their kids all alcoholic beverages.
My friend is currently like naming all his cats that way.
Really?
Yeah, Lillet and Cointreau. Shout out, Pat.
That's good names for cats.
Not really.
No? All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ray. Ray, welcome to the worst. What do you got?
All right. So I'm an elementary music teacher, and I have kids dancing around the room all the time.
Okay.
The worst is one time I had a kid go number two and decided to leave little Hershey kisses all over my music carpet.
Oh, man. Ray.
That's gross.
Oh, keeping hold for that
there's,
one.
There's no way to get around that
there's,
one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, that's gross.
Did you eat them?
I love Hershey kisses. No. Is that how you found out? It was like Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
The chocolate in the pool?
847 says the worst is when you drive around to get your kid to fall asleep and then you hit a pothole on the way home after they do and they wake up. Mm. Although it just says dot dot dot, so maybe they did stay to sleep. I don't know what the deal was there. The worst is when someone says, can I get a 312 when ordering a beer instead of 312.
I don't like that one.
708 says when you can't find your windshield snow scraper, so you have to use your credit card. You like that one.
I've done that one.
You've done that one?
I've also tried to use like my coat, which does not take off ice.
Oh, no. Why would you do that?
That's all you have, right? You're desperate. You have like no choice.
Oh, no.
815 says the dumb feeling you get when you instinctively use your car remote to try and unlock your front door. That is. 773 says anything fruit punch flavored. That is true. Fruit punch flavor is kind of gross. You know, you like it? Your Hawaiian punch?
I don't know if I like it, but I definitely don't think it's the worst.
Okay.
I think the worst flavor is probably anything that's bubble gum.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I hate bubble gum.
No.
I have a hard time with watermelon.
Oh,
no.
Like the flavor. Yeah, I can't
no.
do it.
She's a 12-year-old boy.
I
she
am.
Loves all that stuff.
No, I don't. I love it.
Yeah.
Anything cherries gross.
Cherries. Oh, no.
See?
No, oh,
see?
Oh, no. Cherry I'll go with. I'll always default to cherry.
How do we
cherry.
Feel about grape?
Okay, we found a good middle ground there. We're both like,
All right, 262's got the worst is when your FM receiver breaks in your car and all you have to listen to is AM.
Oh, yeah, that is horrible.
Does that happen?
Yes.
Did someone? How do you break an FM receiver? Is that just a sly nod to the fact they're listening to AM radio right now?
Also, who still listens to radio?
There's probably a couple people who might tell you they do since they're listening to this segment right now. All right, Zim, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. What do you got, Pete?
I'm going to go with, since you mentioned, you know, being bald, I'm going to go with another hair-related thing.
Okay.
I recently got a haircut. And
that's good.
Thank you. Yeah. But you know what's the worst? When somebody comes up to you and says, hey, you got a haircut. You're waiting for the, you know, you're waiting for the compliment. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it looks,
looks good.
Good.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, I know I got a haircut. But
do you default to, you got a haircut, that looks good? I mean, that's the default, right? No one ever thinks that you got a bad haircut.
And right? Some people are like, oh, you got a haircut. I liked it the other way.
People say that? Is that something you say? I have a feeling that's something you would say.
I could totally see that. Yeah. I could totally see you say
that. I would probably to a man because they don't know anything about haircuts. Look at your haircuts right now.
Yeah, that's true. That's, I mean, I guess I wasn't expecting a compliment, but I would like some sort of reaction other than noticing. You can tell me it's bad. You can tell me it's bad.
What if they're like, oh, you got a haircut. Here's a piece of gum.
I would take that.
Yeah, that'd be better. Yeah. 773 says the worst is when you go down the cereal aisle and see two confused old ladies blocking aisle traffic. Again, yeah.
No. It's why are we picking on old ladies?
I was just going to say that just seems really...
Yeah,
just,
it could have been... It doesn't really even need to be old ladies. Anyone could block the aisle traffic at a grocery store, right?
Yeah, sure.
Children. Children block the aisles all the time. And they're the worst.
I was just going to say, you know who the worst are?
Children.
I love the panel tonight. You guys are...
Because, like, you can't it. You can't like push them out of the way without like people getting upset.
Yeah, people will watch you and they'll see you and tell authorities and things like that.
If you push them out to get some cereal.
But I feel like if you did that to an old person, you could just fake it and be like, oh, she fell.
Yeah.
Something happened to her hip.
And if she said, and if she denied it, it would be just like, we could blame it on dementia.
Yeah.
And other things.
Like, she doesn't know. She doesn't know.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. All right, 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll continue. It's the worst on the download. Stay with us. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst here on the download. Let's go to the callers. Caller, you're on the air. What's the worst? There you go. Can you hear me? I don't have your name. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Hi, how you doing? What's your name?
John Dirk.
John, okay. John, where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
All right, great. Okay, John from Chicago. John, what's the worst?
It's when you're in the grocery store, and so there's one person in the line before you, and they have one item, and it takes them about 30 minutes to ring it up.
That is pretty bad.
That is pretty bad. Thanks, John. Thanks for that.
They got to write a check. That's when it's the worst, one item, and they have to write a check for it.
Or they say...
And then the check bounces.
They say, that was 39 cents. And then the person goes, really? And then usually you can get away with the person go, oh, they'll just put in 39 cents. But then there's the sticklers who are like, well, I got to go check that.
Yes.
That's what's holding it up, right?
How about when you leave that line and you go to the next line and think it's going to be faster?
And it's not. It turns out to be worse.
Oh, I would say my grocery store worst is the self-checkout lanes, the lines for them. You know, because if you get a long line going on those things, or even like this happens at Mariano's a lot, where then the line, there's actually a line of people down the aisle, and you don't know where the line starts or ends, and you're not sure where to go stand, so you inevitably cut in front of somebody, and you become the worst.
Like, so I was just going to say, so you're the worst.
I'm the worst.
But when
the worst.
When the lines are long, though, you can just get a drink at Mariano's.
Right? Just
get a drink and just
drink some appetizers.
That's pretty easy. That's right. Yeah. That's not so bad.
What's going down, y'all? The worst come to my people, she comes first. The worst come to
It's the worst here on the download. 312-981-7200. Playing the worst. It's Mondays. Every Monday here on the download. Elizabeth Gomez, Soli Santos, two stand-up comedians with the ensemble Cates. The Cates, which great ensemble. You guys are killing it. You got a big show on April 7th at Laugh Factory, plus some other shows we'll get into after the next break. What do you got?
No, I was going to say that we're at the Laugh Factory at every first Thursday of the month, and then the second Fridays and last Saturdays at the Bookseller down in Lincoln Square. It's super awesome.
Easy to remember.
And then on Tuesdays at 4:00.
let's keep going with it. I got the full lineup of calls, so let's get to it. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome to the show. Bill, where are you from?
Bartlett.
Bartlett. All right. Bill from Bartlett. What's the worst?
Okay, you get in an elevator.
Uh-huh.
Your appointment's on the seventh floor. You get in on the ground floor. The door's ready to close, and all of a sudden the mother jumps in with three kids. And these kids, they attack every single button. They hit one all the way up to 10, and it closes, and now you're pissed, and they get off at floor number 2. And you got to sit there.
That really happened to you, Bill?
Yes, it did. It happened a couple of times.
As a mother of two children, I would recommend a solution. I would when the kids aren't looking, what you have to do is hit the emergency stop button and start screaming. just like, "Oh my God, we're stuck, we're all gonna die." And then the kids will totally calm down.
All I said was, "Really, Mom?" And that was it. She turned around and they got off on the very next floor, the second floor.
Well, there you go.
What
are you gonna do? All right, Bill, thanks for that. Let's continue. Let's go to Scott. Scott, welcome to The Worst. Scott, where are you from?
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow. That's where you're at right now?
Yep. Yeah, I just turned on the radio and, like, this channel I've never heard before, and I hear you guys are in Chicago. I was like, okay, there we go.
All right, Scott. Well, great. You can play this as a time-honored tradition in Chicago, The Worst. What's the worst, Scott?
All right, the worst is when you're at a convenience store, you're late for work, and the jackass in front of you, and when there's only one line open, all he's buying is lottery tickets.
Oh, you're right.
And then he's got to turn around and tell you why his numbers are so lucky.
People do that? They're like, yeah, I got really lucky numbers. Thanks for sharing. That's
right,
crazy.
Thanks.
All right, thanks, Scott. Thank you. Wow, how about that? All right, we'll take that.
Yeah, I like that one. I also wondered what Scott's best story he got out of those. Like, who turned around and was like, these are my lucky numbers because...
It's funny because I didn't even think about that at all. All I thought
about
was
like... I know,
you're
the worst.
No, I thought in my head, I'm like, how
great
would it be to just be, like, have a radio station pop up that you never heard before?
Yeah!
Like, that's all I was thinking about. I'm like, that must be so great to be like, I guess I'll just hit scan. And then this show's on. You're like, wow!
And then he calls in. Awesome.
I'm going to call in, man. Let's go to Rich. Rich, welcome to the show. Rich, where are you from?
I'm from Rochelle.
Rochelle. Rich from Rochelle. All right, Rich, what's the worst?
When you go to a big department store that's based out of Arkansas, and there's 25 checkout lines, and the only thing that's open is the four self-checkouts.
Yeah. That's the worst.
Yeah, we were just talking about that on the break.
And you know they're closing 400 stores, so there's going to be 10 cashiers out of work here shortly.
Yeah, 10 cashiers. That's a good point.
Way to bring it down, man. Way to bring it
Rich.
Down.
Thanks for that. That's true.
Way to make us all sad for Walmart workers.
Well, that's a good little riff on automation there. Way to go, Rich. All right, let's see what I got on the text. All right, 630 says, the worst is the plastic film used to seal everything from lipstick to wine. Try getting that off or getting any item out of a plastic bubble like toy, hardware, etc. I guess you're right. Like the wine.
Those are really hard to
get.
Yeah, you need scissors. You could cut yourself with those with the plastic. It could be that could be dangerous.
Okay, there you go. Let's see. Let's go to 331. The worst is when parents let their kids run wild around a restaurant while they enjoy a peaceful, civilized meal, and then their kids decide to have a seat at my table.
I think this goes back to the theme of, like, the kids are being, they're the worst.
Yeah, there really is. Like, I think you said it.
Yeah.
You guys both said it by saying, kids are the worst. And they're like, oh, their eyes got big. They're like, I'm going to call in with my kid's story.
I'm sure there are so many stories about kids. Like, when they, like, pick their nose in front of you and then, like, wipe it on your dress. Like, that's the worst. That's happened to me.
Like, someone not your kids?
Not my kid. Because they're gross. They're like...
They have
blobby things that like do things that destroy everything. That was completely a terrible sentence. It was the worst sentence I've ever had.
You know what's the worst is having a little kid run up to you when you see their nose is filled with boogers and then they hug your leg and then they wipe their face on your pants.
Yeah.
Gross.
I am speaking from experience.
Says going to the public washroom stall in the winter and the coat hook is missing. Broken off, etc. Real pet peeve. That's what the person said. Real pet peeve. All right. I love the panel tonight. It's just like cold. They're not going to interact. Both of you are not interacting unless you like the worst. You're just like, that doesn't, no, I don't
We're
care.
Like, nah, no, skip
that
it.
That one's, yeah.
Well, we're selecting a winner. We're like,
all right, I like it. I like it. Yeah, I just, you don't have to be so harsh. All right, let's try Bill. Hey, Bill, where are you from, Bill?
I'm from Addison.
Bill from Addison. All right, what's the worst, Bill?
The worst is when you go to a Dolly and you buy lunch and you take a drink of out of your chocolate milk and it's cottage cheese.
No.
Oh, gross.
No. No.
That happened to you for real?
Yes, it did.
Oh. So, like, they filled it like it was chocolate?
I threw everything out. I couldn't eat.
Yeah, but what, I mean, did it look like chocolate milk?
It was chocolate milk, but it was spoiled.
Oh, gross.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. I think that might be
it. I took a big slug of it and I lost my lunch.
Oh. All right. Hold on, Bill. That's gross.
I also like how he's an adult who still drinks chocolate milk.
Yeah. It is a deli, I guess. All right, we'll take a break. We come back. We'll continue the worst here. 312-981-7200 with Elizabeth and Soli. And we will also get some winners here and give away these tickets to the Chicago Tribune event, culinary event. And the two runners-up get a pizza from Lou Malnati's. It's the worst. Stay with us. What's going down, all right, it's the worst here on the download of WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. My guest tonight in studio, Elizabeth Gomez, Soli Santos. We're talking, we're doing the worst. They're our panel tonight. They're both stand-up comedians. Elizabeth, you're going to be at the April 7th show. Do you have shows before that? Because the last time you were here, you rattled off like 42 shows in 6 days.
Yeah, you know, I have some shows that I do on the regular, which is the Drinkers with Writing Problems. We have a live lit show.
Yeah, I saw that in the DM info. Congrats on that.
Thank you. Last Fridays of the month at Briscoe's Bistro. We also do the Laugh Factory and the Cade stuff. And then I also have become the associate producer for Story Club Southside.
Okay.
So that happens, I think, the second Tuesday of the month. Oh, shoot.
So many,
I'm the worst
so many
producer.
Second Tuesdays. So many second Tuesdays. Soli,
so many dates.
Soli, what do you got?
I will be at the Diversity River Bowl. Every other week, we have a show called The Comedy Bowl. Mona Abermishan hosts that. I will be
So people
hosting.
Bowl and then listen to stand-up?
No, actually, there is a separate room for the show. Oh, okay. So there's okay. people that are bowling, and then there's a separate spot for the show, actually. So I will be hosting April 5th for Mona's birthday bash.
Okay,
there.
Great. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So... 312-981-7200. Let's keep it going. We're gonna pick the winners coming up here in about 5 minutes. So get in now if you can. Sarah, welcome to the download. Where are you from, Sarah?
Carrie.
Sarah from Carrie. I love it. All right, Sarah, what's the worst?
Well, living in a suburb, the worst is when you go through your whole house, you think it's garbage day. And you, like, purge everything, clean the cat litter. It's this big thing. Mm-hmm. And then you drag your trash cans, you recycle everything to the end of the street. And it's the wrong day. And so it's just like your garbage cans are out there. And everybody, I live on a busy street. Everybody's like, what's going on there? Like, okay.
Everybody's judging you.
Yeah, you look so silly. Like everybody knows that, oh, what was she thinking or... Somebody messed up, yeah. So that's the worst for
All
me.
All right, I like that. Thanks, Sarah. Thank you for that.
But crazy. like the best is that she gets garbage service.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Hello,
yeah.
Like we're Chicago residents. It's rare when we get it on time, if at all.
But I would say it is nice that I mean she got it done.
Yeah.
So it's just got to be out there for a day.
Yeah, she's super organized.
That's organized. That's good. All right. 312 says the worst is when you're driving to work and a train gets in the way, stalls traffic, and then it stops. And doesn't move. That happens much more frequently on Grand yes. Avenue, right here where the Freedom Center is for the Tribune, where the river's at. There's like a little train track right there. It's very little. That just the train likes to move and block traffic for like 2 seconds, stay there for like 10 minutes, and then back up.
Like, it's not going anywhere. It's just
going
back and forth.
Yeah, it's just like we just need to stretch. I think the train needs
like
a
three train cars connected, yeah. And they just go back and forth. Yeah. Let's screw with. Let's see what, how many people we can get angry today, yeah, in the city of Chicago.
I think that might be the reason. So, like, I'm getting closer to the point where I'm just like, I think I need to find out what's going on with that train.
You do that,
like
Justin.
An investigative report on that train. All right, what else do we got here? We've got, let's see, a lot of the same text over and over and over, so thank you for that. 815 says, going into the only stall available in the restroom and finding out the seat is gone from the toilet. Oh, boy.
For ladies, it's when you have to go to the only stall and you find out that someone has totally peed all over the seats.
Because
for some reason, women love to like tinkle on the toilet seats.
It's like
gross.
A thing. Yeah,
I think it's backsplash, like because they hover over it and then it splashes onto the seat and then they don't clean it up.
Yeah, maybe. But I think it's probably mostly pee.
That could be your investigative
well,
report.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You guys do that one. I'll do
Soli
the train
Santos
one.
And Elizabeth Gomez reporting, yeah, from the WGN public toilet.
Yes.
When you tell someone that you're in pharmacy school and they act like you're going to be independently wealthy, I don't know what someone sounds very specific.
I was very
specific. Yeah, like mad about something.
Yeah, P.S. Good for you for having a nice job.
I think that's what the point was.
I think what they're saying is they're going to end up with a lot of school debt. Like, and so yeah, they won't right. be as it won't be as lucrative for a little bit.
I missed this one and I just want to get there. I can't find it. I'm telling you. I wanted to get to the dude from Homewood. No, I can't find it. I'll find it. There's just someone has decided that it'd be a lot of fun to text the same text over and over and over like 400 times to the text line. So it just makes everything spread out. So I really appreciate it. You're a star. You're a star. You got mentioned on the radio. Congrats.
I was just going to say, I think that was to ensure that they got...
Yeah, they got mentioned.
Yeah, and they succeeded.
They did. Yeah, they did, didn't they? Here it is. 708 says, the worst is pulling into a grocery store parking lot, the Jewel, and every lane I pull into park, I'm driving against the flow of traffic, and the parking spaces are angled towards me, and I turn into another lane row of spaces, and the same thing happens again.
That happens to me all the time.
That is the worst. You're right. That actually is maybe perfect. That's the perfect the worst because it's happened to all of us and it's on you. It's not somebody else screwed you over. You just went down the wrong. And you're
yeah.
Like, oh,
and
man.
Then everybody gives you dirty looks. They're like, you're a jerk. It's like, I'm sorry.
All right. Let's keep going. Maybe we keep going on the line. Let's go to Dave. Dave, I'm going to try to get all you. Dave from Uptown. Welcome
hey.
To the show. Dave, what's the worst?
Well, let's say you're on a really long escalator. I mean, nowadays they're like a mile high, like the one above Marshall's going to TJ Maxx.
Yeah, right.
And you get a group of people ahead of you, and they just stand there.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you want to, like, you know, and sometimes if you have enough courage, you start eyeballing them. You move right in back of them, and you get the excuse me, and then they'll move to the side and let you go, you know. But sometimes they don't hear you if you got your their earphones in. So you got to stand there and just plod along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one,
I'm interested
Thank
in
you,
what
Dave.
Your rush is to get into Marshalls. Like, I got to have those discount shoes right now.
Actually, it's the TJ Maxx above it is so long. I mean, they're getting longer these days. And the one at Nordstrom Rack. That's pretty long, but you can't pass people on that one because it's too narrow.
Dave,
if you try to, you're going to get in a fist fight with an angry
shopper. You should, Dave, I think you should do an investigative report on the escalators in town.
It's a definite crisis in the city. I think Rahm has not addressed it. Every time they try to talk to him about it, he's not available.
He's not available. Thanks, Dave. That's great.
Okay, great.
All right,
okay,
there you
bye.
Go. That's good. 630 says the worst is strip mall parking when you park at the Jewel and walk next door for coffee and your car gets booted. Yeah.
Has that happened? Really?
I think so.
Yeah, global parking. They're like infamous for it.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
Where's global parking?
I'm not sure where they're located, but I'm sure it's a tiny little cave underneath the city.
That you have to get
All right.
your car.
All right, guys. You want to do a top three?
Yeah. Sure.
Let's do top three. Okay. Let me read the prizes here, and we'll wrap this up. All right, the prizes tonight, if you get third or second place, you're going to get Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnatis.com. That's for third place and second place. You get a pizza. For first place, you get a pair of tickets to Sensory Overload at the Montgomery Club on April 14th, a unique three-hour foodie adventure that indulges the five senses and explores Chicago's culinary scene. Get tickets and details at chicagotribune.com/sensory overload.
I should have called in.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Ready? Number three. That's terrible. That was terrible.
That was the worst.
That was the worst drum roll. Number three is actually one of our callers. It was, I believe, what did I do with the list? I already lost it. Here he is. Okay. Yes, it was Bill from Addison who drank his chocolate milk and it tasted like cottage cheese. Mm. Oh, that's just sad. You know, it's just like to get like a nice glass of chocolate milk from the deli. It's just sad.
It is sad.
All right, so Bill, you're going to get a pizza from Lou Malnati's. All right, number two was a texter. Number two is 331 who says, "The worst is when parents let their kids run wild around a restaurant while they enjoy a peaceful, civilized meal, and their kids decide to have a seat at my table."
Yeah. Is that the one who wins the sensory?
No, they get the pizza in the Lou Malnati's.
Oh, well, at least they can eat that in peace in their house.
Exactly. The caveat is the kid has to eat it with you. You have to take a kid with you. All right, number one, and this is it. Are you ready for this? Number one was a text from Chris from Homewood. And it is, "The worst is pulling into a grocery store parking lot, and every lane that I pull into park, I'm driving against the flow of traffic." All right, here we go. We got Chris on the line. Chris, congratulations. That happens, huh?
Hello?
Yeah, Chris, you won, man. You got first place. You're going to Sensory
Congrats.
Overload. Congrats.
Yes!
All that because you called out something that happens to all of us when we go down the wrong way in a parking lot.
Yeah, I texted you from the parking lot.
Maybe because you were texting, you weren't paying attention to where you were going.
Exactly.
Maybe.
All right, so you're going to win these tickets for Sensory Overload, which is great. And I don't think that the Montgomery Club has a parking lot like that, so I think you're going to be safe.
Okay, excellent.
All right, thanks for playing. Thanks, Chris. Thanks to everybody who played tonight. And thanks to Soli Santos and Elizabeth Gomez for being our panelists tonight on The Worst. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
April 7th at the Laugh Factory and all over town, Tuesdays and Wednesdays and first Fridays and other Tuesdays. There's so many things you guys get going on. What's your Twitter handle?
At WannaRumble.com, and that would be JUANNA.
Soli Comedy. SOLI Comedy.
All right. Thank you both for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.